You are listening to Nature's Channel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Nature's Channel.fm, it's where we grow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Inspired. I'm Christine Agro here on Nature's Channel.fm. And Nature Inspired is a sometime show. It's not an all-the-time show. It's a sometime show when any of the hosts at Nature's Channel come across someone that they are taken by in terms of their connection and their inspiration as it is related to nature. So I'm supposed to have a guest today, Chef Sebastian Ovesi, who is the executive chef at Amu's restaurant in McLean, Virginia, and also he's opening up a new restaurant in Boca Bay, on the Gulf Coast called Boca Bay Grill, Gulf Coast of Florida. But he is not here. So I am going to just chat a little bit about being inspired by nature. And maybe he will come in a little bit and maybe he won't. But just like nature, we just go with the flow. It's all easy. Doesn't matter. It all works, right? So I was thinking before the show started, as I was sort of contemplating the fact of not having a guest, how are we inspired by nature? And how does it show up in our life? Because I think that there are so many different ways that we can be inspired by nature, that nature can touch us and move us. And sometimes it's really, I think, in ways that we don't really recognize, that we're not necessarily conscious of, that it doesn't pop into our everyday awareness that it's actually nature that is inspiring us. I was scrolling through Facebook this morning and I came across a sponsored post for shoes that are all designed, they're hand designed by artists, and so many of them had nature motifs. They were dandelions, they were birds, they were flowers. And it really, especially with, you know, the show coming up today, I was really not taken aback, but, you know, it just came to my attention how much nature is a part of everything that we do. Yet, the odd thing is that we really separate ourselves from nature and we stand apart from it and sort of pretend like we're not connected to it and that it's really just sort of this sometimes backdrop that we live against. So if there is a natural disaster, then we're aware of it. If there is something exceptionally breathtaking, we're aware of it. If there is a planetary happening, we're aware of it. But otherwise, we sort of go through our day just kind of with it as a backdrop. Yet at the same time, it's really something that inspires us tremendously. Nature can inspire us to write. You know, I think about the writing of John Muir, Wendell Berry, poets like Emily Dickinson and Robert Frost, so nature can really inspire us to write. It can inspire us to paint. I think about the Group of Seven, the Canadian artists who were in the Ontario area and painted beautiful landscapes, and they were completely inspired by nature. nature can inspire us politically. If you think about Roosevelt's creation of the national park system, you know, that was because he recognized that nature was important. But what a huge contribution to not only this country but the world to create national parks that are protected. So, I mean, it's really, really interesting, I think, to take a look and see the ways in which nature inspires us. I think, you know, too, we have so many I'm sorry, my brain is not quite functioning at the moment. I'm looking for words and not finding them. We have so many things that are created that are drawn from nature that help us in the world. And we look to nature to see, you know, how does a bird build a nest and how can we take that information and turn it into something that we can use in our own life, or how does you know, how does an animal move something from one location to another, and what does that offer us? So there's just all of these really, I think, you know, interesting and amazing places and ways that nature inspires us. So I think instead of going on and on for, you know, filling up this half an hour, because I was not really prepared to have a sort of a general discussion today, I'm going to leave you with that, and maybe we'll find Chef Seb around somewhere and be able to bring him on to talk about what's going on in his life. But for now, I really appreciate you all being here. I'd love to know how nature inspires you. Stop by natureschannel.fm and on Facebook. It's now on Nature's Channel. That's our URL or URL, depending on how old you are. So it's facebook.com/nowonnaturechannel. And let us know how nature inspires you, and maybe we'll have you on the show if there's something really, really, really amazing that nature gets you going at. And be sure to tune in. Let's see. Today, this afternoon, we have the Astrology Hour with Monica Wallach. She's going to be talking about what's going on with the planets and how that affects your own natal chart. So great opportunity to call in and get some information if you need it. The call-in number is 718-766-4996. She's on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And then at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on All My Children Wear Fur Coats, they are having a discussion on animal hoarding, what leads to it and what are some signs to look for if you're concerned that somebody may be heading down the path of hoarding animals. So I think an important conversation. So definitely check out those shows. Check out the rest of the shows here at Nature's Channel. Thanks so much for stopping by today. And we hope that you have a naturally inspired day.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow. Tune in to the Astrology Show every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm. Astrology is an ancient science that connects us to the universe, giving us insight and guidance.
Join host Monica Wallach as she discusses all things astrological. Learn how you can use astrology to enhance and improve your life. Listen to The Astrology Show. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments. And they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.